Shishi. If your brother will become poor with you, and he will sell himself to you. This is the parsha of Meicher Atzmai, a person who is poor and sells himself as an Eved Ivri. In Parshas Mishpatim, where it says Kisikne Eved Ivri, the pasuk over there is referring to Machru Bezdin, where a person stole and does not have money to pay back what he stole. Bezdin will sell him as an Eved Ivri. That is the parsha of Machru Bezdin, and this is the parsha of Meicher Atzmai. So if a person will sell himself to you, Loisavid by Avoides Oved, you shall not work with him with slave labor. Don't tell him to carry your clothing after you to the Beis HaMerchatz, to the bathhouse. Do not tell him to tie your shoes. But rather, kisachir kitoishav yeimach, he should be to you like a sachir and a toishav, a hired worker. A sachir is a hired worker that works for a shorter period of time, and a toishav is more of a long-term hired worker. But he should be to you like a hired worker, which means he should do work in the field and skilled labor, but not avoidus oved, work of a slave. Achnas hayovel yavin imach, he will work by you until yovel, which means either he will go out with sheish by working 6 years, but if yovel will come before sheish, then he will go out by yovel. The yotza me'imach, and he will go out from you, hu uvan of imai, he and his children with him. And Rashi is bothered. Bishlama, we understand why he is going free, because he was a slave. Why are his children going free? They were not slaves. Rashi tells us, because as long as this slave worked by the master had to support the slave plus his family, his children and his wife. So when this slave goes free, the master is free from supporting his children and his wife. That's why it says over here, Hu uvan of imoy, that his children go free. And in Parashas Mishpatim, Perik Chafalef, Pasuk Gimel, where the Pasuk says, V'yotza ishtoi imoy, his wife goes free. This is referring to that the master does not have to support and feed his wife anymore. And when he goes free, Vishav el Mishpachtoi, he shall return to his family, Velachuzas HaVois of Yoshov, and to the established position of his family he shall return. You shall not be mezalzel him and make fun of him that he was a slave, but rather treat him with dignity. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the reason why I am giving you so many laws concerning this Eved is because Ki Avodahem, they are my servants. My shtar, my ownership contract came before yours. When did I receive ownership on these slaves? Asher Etesi Oysam Eretz Mitzrayim. When I took them out of Mitzrayim, they became mine. And therefore I am telling you, Lo Yimachru Memkeres Oved, you shall not sell them the way you sell a slave. Do not sell them by announcing, here is a slave to be bought. And do not sell them on the selling block, because this is not bakovedik for the Eved Ivri. Loisir debay beforech, you shall not work this Eved Ivri through hard labor, v'yoreso melekecho, and you shall fear your God. The pasuk is telling us that beforech means you shall not give him labor which is unnecessary just to pain him. You shall not tell him, heat up this cup when you do not need this cup to be heated up, or plow under this tree until I come back, which is an unlimited task, because you do not know when you are coming back, and so too he does not know, and therefore it's just plowing and plowing unnecessarily. Pasuk says, V'yoreisam elikecho, you shall fear your God, because Hashem knows if this task is really needed, or it is just la'anoisai, to pain the Eved Ivri. And the pasuk continues that if you will ask me Yisham Sheni, who will serve me, I may not acquire an Eved Ivri to serve me, because I cannot work with him with hard labor. I cannot acquire a goy from the Zion Umais, because the pasuk says concerning the Zion Umais, Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama, you may not allow him to live, you have to kill him. So who will I acquire to serve me? On that the pasuk says, V'avdecha v'amoscha asher yilach, your Eved and your Oma that will be to you to serve you will come from, from the nations that surround you, not from Eretz Canaan, but rather from the other countries. Mehem tiknu eved va'omo, they you are allowed to acquire as an eved or an omo. And the pasuk then tells us that not only from the nations and from the countries around you, but you may also acquire an eved in Eretz Canaan itself under certain circumstances. And the pasuk tells us, V'gam mibnei ha-taishavim, and also the children of the taishavim, hagarim imachem, that live with you, mehem tiknu, they you are allowed to acquire as a slave. The taishavim are goyim from other nations who came to settle in Eretz Yisrael because they married Canaanites, they married women from Canaan. The pasuk is telling us that these children, the bnei ha-teshavim, the children of these teshavim, you are allowed to acquire as an eved, because there is no isra of loisachaya kol neshama on these children, although their mother is from Canaan. But since their father is from another country, we go after the lineage of the father, and you may acquire this child as an eved Canaani. And also from their families that are with you, that were born in your land, they will be to you for a possession. The Be'er Yitzchak and also the Torah Tamima explain the end of this pasuk as follows. They say that not only may you acquire the Bnei HaTeshavim as slaves, but even if the Bnei HaTeshavim have children, you may acquire them also as slaves. Because you might think, Bishlama, I understand that you may acquire the Bnei HaTeshavim as slaves, because although their mother is from Canaan, since their father is from another country, there is no Isser of Lesechaya Kol Neshama, and you may acquire them as slaves. But concerning their children, the Bnei HaTeshavim's children, you may say differently, because the grandchildren's father are from Canaan, and so too are their mother. And their whole mother's family is also from Canaan. And the father's mother is from Canaan too. The only one who is not from Canaan is their father's father. So you may think that they are so embedded in Canaan, they are considered Canaanim, and there is an Isser of Leisachaya Kol Neshama. Therefore the Torah says no. Even they you are allowed to acquire as slaves. And the pasuk reads like this, U'mimishpachtum asher imochem, and even from the families of the bnei ha-teshavim, asher ha-lidu ba'aretzachem, that were born in your land, v'hayu lechem la'achuza, even they you are allowed to acquire as possession, and they may become your slaves. And the pasuk continues, Visnachaltem oisam, and you shall keep them in your possession, levnechem acharechem, in order to give them to your children after you, loreshes achuza, as an inheritance. Laolam bahem tavoidu, you shall work with the Eved Kanani forever. And Eved Kanani does not go out with Sheish. He does not go out with Yovel. The only way he goes out is if you knock out one of his Roshei Evarim, for example, his eye or his tooth, or any of the Chaf Dalad Roshei Evarim. Uvachechem bnei Yisrael, and with your brothers, the bnei Yisrael ish biyachiv, a man with his brother, loisir debay beforech, you shall not work him with hard labor. And this pasuk is coming to add that even a melech b'mesharzav, even a king with his servants, and even a nasi b'yamai, even a leader with his nation, these leaders may not work with their people beforech with hard labor. Zok Rashi pasuk lamates avoidas oven, avoida shel gnai. This means you may not work with the eved ivri with demeaning work. Sheyehi nikabo ke'eved, work which will make him be identified as a slave. Shlayoylech Caleb Acher of Lebes HaMerchetz, he should not carry the master's clothing after him to the bathhouse. V'layino loy min olov, and he shall not tie his shoes. Kisachir ketoysham, but rather he should be like a hired worker. Avoides karka, he should do field work. Umeleches umnois, and skilled labor. Kishar schirim his nagboy, treat him like a regular hired worker. Achnas ha-yovel, he will work until yovel. In pogaba yovel of neshe, if Yovel comes out before he works 6 years, HaYovel Maitziyai, he will go out through Yovel. Hu Uvan of Imai, he will go out together with his children. Amar Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon asks, Imhu Nimkar Bonav Mimachron, just because he was sold, who sold his children that they need to go free? El Mikan, from here we learn out, Sherabi Chayev Bimizoinis Bonav, his master is Chayev to support and feed his children. Vel Achuzas Avoisav, he goes back to Achuzas Avoisav. Zok Rashi, El Kovet Avoisav, he goes back to the dignity of his father's house. Ve'ein lezalz lebekach, you shall not embarrass him and look down upon him because he was once a slave. Achuzas means cheskas, the established position of his family. Ki avodaheim, shtori koidim, my contract of ownership came before yours. Le'imachru memkeres oved, you shall not sell him the way one sells a slave. Bach Rosa, by announcing, kan yesh eved limkar, over here there is a slave to be sold. V'lo yamidenu al evin al lekach, and you shall not let him stand on the selling block. You shall not work him through hard labor. This means work that is not necessary. Just to pain him. Do not say to the slave, warm up for me this kois, and he does not need it. Dig under this grapevine until I come. because this is an unlimited task. He will dig and dig and dig endlessly because the master does not know when he's coming back. Shema Tamar, maybe you will say, Ein Makir B'Dover, nobody will know the difference, Im L'Tzarichim Lav, if this is necessary work or not, V'Oimar Ani Lo Yishuvu L'Tzarich, and I will tell everybody that this is necessary work, Hari HaDover Azem Mosu L'Lev, this is something that is given over to a person's heart. L'Kach Ne'mar V'Yoresa, that's why the Pasuk says, you shall fear Hashem, who can tell what is in somebody's heart, and what a person's true intentions are. And this is the third time in this week's parasha that we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the thoughts of a person. We said earlier in Pasuk Yud Zayin on the Lav Aloysoinu, which Rashi explained to mean that you may not give bad advice to another person. It says, V'yoresa melekecha, you shall fear Hashem who knows what your true intentions are. Do you mean by this advice to benefit yourself or to benefit the other person? And then we see it again in Pasuk Lamed Vav, by the Isser of Ribbis, where it says, V'yoresa melekecha, you shall fear Hashem who knows if this money that you are lending Beribbis truly belongs to a guy or this is your own money. And then we see it by Eved Ivri, where it says, L'isir debay beforech, you shall not work him with unnecessary work. V'yoresa melekecha, you shall fear Hashem who knows if this work is necessary or not. V'abdecho v'amoscho asher yilach, sok Rashi, im toimar im kein, Bama ishtamish, if you will ask, who will serve me? Ba'avodai eina moshel, with my avodim ivrim, I do not have authority over them. Bezayin umois, by the seven umois, eina noichel, I do not inherit them. Sharei hizartani, because the Torah warns me, lo sechaya kol neshama, you may not let them live. Elami Shamsheni, so who will serve me? Who will tend to my personal needs? Meisagoyim hem yu l'chol avodim. From the nations around you, they will be your slaves. Asher shvoseichem, they live around you. V'loy shebesech gvul artzechem, not the slaves that live inside your borders of Eretz Yisrael. Sharei bohem amarti, because concerning them I have said, lo sechaya kol neshama, you may not let them live. But rather your slaves will come from other countries. The gam mibnei ha-teshavim, they can also come from the children of the teshavim. Shebo misviveisechem, the husbands who came from other nations, lisa noshim ba'artzechem, to marry women in Canaan. V'yodu lohem, and they have children. The halacha is haben hoylech acharav, the son will follow the lineage of the father. Ve'enu bechlal lo sechaya, and he will not be included in the iser of lo sechaya kol neshama. Ela atamuto liknoisi ba'oved, you will be allowed to have them and keep them as slaves. Mehem tiknu, oisam tiknu, they you may acquire as slaves. Visnachaltam oisam levnechem, and you shall keep them in your possession in order to give them to your children. Hechziku bohem lenachlo, keep them for yourselves as a possession. Litzurich benechem acharechem, for the purpose of inheriting them to your children. V'leitachin lefarish, it does not make sense to explain the word visnachaltam hinchilum levnechem, you shall inherit them to your children. She'im kain, if so, hoyoloi lichtoiv v'hinchaltem. The pasuk should have written v'hinchaltem, which means that you will inherit them to your children. V'hinchaltem is a poel yoytze, it is just going out to the next person. You will inherit them to your children. The pasuk should have said v'hinchaltem oisam levnechem, but since it says v'hisnachaltem with a suf, therefore it means you shall keep them in your own possession. V'hisnachaltem is going back on the person himself. You shall keep it in your own possession in order to inherit it to your children. V'hisnachaltem is like the word k'moy v'schazaktem, you shall strengthen yourself, going back on the person himself. V'hisnachaltem, you shall keep it in your own possession in order to give it to your children afterwards. Ish ba'achiv, zok Rashi, Lahavi Nasi Ba'amoy, this is coming to include a leader with his nation, Umelech b'misharsav, and a king with his servants, Shelo Lirdois Beforech, he shall not work with them with hard labor.